Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Speak the Truth Podcast. I'm your co-host, Matt Dardio, and Rob, hey. Don't want to leave Rob out of it, even though he's in Florida, he's still part of the team. Thank you for stopping in again. This is part two. If you saw it yesterday, we were talking with Tactical Carl, and then he just had this weird pause, and he was like, bro, just wait a second. What you're about to see is the madness that unfolded. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you my interview with Black Rambo. That dude is a freaking monster. Wait till you hear this.
You want to know something funny about Black Rambo? So Black Rambo is actually a Marine Corps veteran. He deployed 2003, bro.
What?
Yeah, with the Pink Battalion.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Oh, I got to talk to this dude, man. Get the fuck. No fucking way. Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
Good for him, bro.
Oh, yeah. He deployed. He was a Marine. He was a Marine for, I want to say, 3 or 4 years. Yeah.
Damn.
Absolutely.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he was like, that's what I'm saying.
You know good people when you see good people. You know what I mean? I'm not saying all Marines are good people, but like that dude's just got the mentality of like, I don't give a fuck what you think. You know what I mean?
No,
and like,
absolutely
I am safe and secure in myself. You can kiss my ass. And I like that. I don't say it.
And that be the part. He shows pictures of him in Iraq and all of this stuff, but he doesn't portray himself to be, oh, this badass motherfucker. He's been in gunfights. He's been in fucking battle and all of that shit, but he lives his life like a regular ass fucking dude.
Right.
Just like you should. You don't have to flex and be like, oh, I've seen war. I know what war looks like. And black man, shut the fuck up.
Right.
You are stuck in that same weird ass mentality and you're stuck there. The objective is not to get stuck there and try to be normal in this world. That's the objective.
That's right. That's
you,
right.
You didn't even know he was a combat veteran?
No, I didn't know that. I just thought he put out cool-ass content. I just thought he was a bro.
Yeah,
I was just like, oh, he's a cool-ass dude. I didn't know he was a combat vet. That's badass.
Yeah. Rambo was a Marine. He was attached to the tank battalion. I think, I don't know what he equates to as in the Marine Corps, but he was an 88 Mike if it was to be the Army.
Okay.
He was a truck driver.
An 03.
But guess what? Yeah, 03 a truck driver.
Exactly.
You're getting shot at.
You
were three on wheels, baby. You were three on wheels, dog.
That's crazy, man. I would have never guessed that. Never in a million years would I have ever guessed that, bro. Ever.
Hold on one second. Let's see something. Hey, Matt, I got Black Rambo on the phone right now. Tell him
what's up.
Oh, Black Rambo, what's up, dude? Hey, man, you're on Speak the Truth podcast, by the way. I don't know if Carl told you that, but.
Yeah, he told me I was about to be on the podcast right quick. What's up with y'all, man?
That's what I'm talking about, man. No, I was just talking to him, and we were talking about random shit, and somehow you came up, and I was like, that dude's just a bro. Like, you can just tell he's a bro. I don't know how to tell. He's like, you know he's a Marine Corps vet, right? I was like, no fucking way.
Yep.
He's like, yep.
I'm like, he's fucking combat deployment Marine Corps veteran.
I was like.
Second Tank Battalion, 2nd Marine Corps Division, bro. I got combat action ribbon and everything.
That's badass, dude. I would have never guessed, because I was just talking to him. I was like, dude, I seen him shoot that, like, Desert Eagle, like that fully auto Desert Eagle. I was like, that shit's badass. Like, that's cool as shit.
Yeah, man. That was so fun, man. But yeah, a lot of people don't believe me, man. But yeah, bro, I was front line. Not in the war, bro.
Yeah.
2nd Tank Battalion. Like, real talk.
That's badass.
Nobody believes me, though. You could go look it up. It's not nothing hidden.
Yeah. No, there's no reason not to believe it. You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason not to believe that.
It's crazy because a lot of people don't, man. But you know how I get it, you know?
Yeah.
It's all good.
That's a rough time. And it's funny, too, man, because, like, people want to, like, talk depending on what your MOS was in the military and be like, oh, you did this or you did that, so you couldn't have possibly seen this. And I don't think people understand how like
I can tell you
works.
My MOS. I can tell you my MOS and what I did in war. I was 35, 31. I was Motor T, but I was a security truck for the convoy. So I rode on side of the convoy with sandbags. I had a truck full of reserve where I had a 50 cal on the top, and we secured the convoy the whole time. So yeah. Every time that we had to, like, it was a tank in front of us, then it was my convoy, then it had the field train, then it had the log pack. So each convoy supply each convoy. So what I did was, while the convoy was driving, my truck would be on the side. And if we had to make a right turn, I would swing over, block everybody. I would jump out the car, let the whole convoy go by. We were like, get that out the way, get that out the way. And then, like, we'd jump back in the car. Like, at nighttime.
Bro, and you said something that's so significant that most people don't even realize, man. You were like, we had sandbags on our Humvees because, like, I'm sorry, man, but, like, all of us GWAT vets, like, we take for granted in the fact that by the time a lot of dudes got into the fight, there was up-armored vehicles. Like, y'all didn't have that shit in the invasion.
No, you were weighing
down your sandbags and 50 cals, like, jumping out getting crazy. Like, that's real.
Yeah, man. I had sandbags up to my eyes, bro, on the glass. Like, I could only see over where my eyes would go on the front windshield, bro. I was standing on sandbags and everything.
Like,
bro, I had the coldest job, bro.
Bro, just the fact that y'all were like, you know, I kind of feel vulnerable. Like, I think I'm going to fill some sandbags and stack them on top of my Humvee. Like, that's real, dude.
Bro, we probably dug a hole up to our chest, bro. I at least dug 100 holes in Iraq, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, no
bro,
doubt.
We used to, at nighttime, we used to, like, I'll have to stop the, block everything off, right? I'll block it off and all the people would just be out there, bro. And we would crack the glow sticks. You know the little glow sticks?
Yeah.
We would crack them so that everybody could see us. And then we would just throw the glow sticks in the air because they never saw nothing like that. Bro, they would be fighting and going crazy over the glow sticks, man.
Over a glow stick, dude.
Bro. It was over glow sticks, man.
Like,
it
do
was
you
re- crazy, hey, man.
Hey, bro, do you remember the word Ghibli?
No. You gotta break it to me. I don't remember that word.
All right, Ghibli is like the word the Iraqis would use for like gimme, gimme. And so they'd always come up and they'd like grab your like Ghibli, 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 and like try to steal
gimme,
your
gimme,
shit.
Gimme, yep. All right, tell me this. You was in Iraq, right?
Yeah.
All right, you remember the sausage that they had?
The what?
The Kuwait? The camel sausage?
Yeah.
That's so disgusting, boy. You know, it was a long white piece of sausage, dog.
Yep. There was some.
They call it a camel penis.
Yep, bro.
Hey, y'all
some of the grossest.
I'm gonna take this shit real quick. Y'all keep on talking.
All right, bro. Some of
what'd
the say, grossest shit I've ever eaten in my life was either in Iraq or Afghanistan. Some of the grossest shit I've ever eaten in my life, dude. So I did this assault one time, right? Like we go and we knock out this assault, like take out this village, take it back, like yay for us, right? But I'm up on this mountainside all day, sweating my ass off, tired, out of water. And this Afghan dude, like, comes trucking up the hill, and he's got nothing but a bunch of bread on his back, like a bunch of that flatbread just stacked up on his back. He gets up to the top of this hill, bro, and, like, he slams it on the ground. He's like, here you go, food. And his, like, little son came up behind him with, like, a bowl of rice. All the Gans jump in, dude. So all the Gans jump in. I wanted to eat that shit, but I wanted to make sure my, like, Afghan commandos dude got to eat first, right? And so, like, they jump in. They start taking all the bread off the top, and they start eating. It gets down to the last piece. So they're like, Matt, that's for you. Have it. And I was like, sweet. Yeah, dude, I'm diving in. So I grabbed this bread,
So I grabbed this bread
and I start like eating it. I'm like, it's kind of wet. And then I realized it was the bottom piece of bread that was on this dude's sweaty ass back. And so I'm like slamming this dude's sweat. Yeah, bro. Just like it's nothing. Like it's nothing. Loved it. Loved it.
Right. Oh, man. I remember my favorite part in Iraq, man. We got shot at by rocket artillery.
Yeah.
Bro, we were just in this open field, bro, just chilling. Like all jokes aside, just chilling. We didn't check nothing. We didn't do anything. So, like, man, out of the blue, something just blew up. And you could see it. It was in eye distance. So we started calling it in on the radio. My code name was a Gold Tooth. So I'm on the radio, Iron Horse 4. It's a Gold Tooth. Like, I'm looking for, I'm asking what's going on. They were like, oh, don't worry about it. That's EOD blowing up some Iraqi missiles. So we're like, oh, all right, cool, you know. All right, bro, right when we hung up, bro. Boom, 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 boom. Everything just started blowing up, bro. That was scary. All I could do was jump in the hole. Bro, people don't understand. Shrapnel is something serious.
Yes.
Shrapnel will tear you up.
And, bro, people talk about indirect fire all the time. And it comes from all these fobbits over the years. It comes from all the fobbits that, like, never left a fob. And they're like, yeah, we took some 57s, like some tiny little rockets. But I'm telling you, man, there is no more. I have been fucking vulnerable. I have been through some shit in my time in the military. And I have never felt more vulnerable than taking accurate. I'm talking about getting freaking boxed in indirect fire, and there ain't shit you can do about it but lay there and pray to God.
Like, that's what I was trying to tell everybody. Bro, when that rocket artillery hit us, bro, we couldn't do nothing, bro. All you could do is jump in the hole.
That's right.
And pray. And
that's it.
And I looked in the air, bro. I looked up, and I swear on my life, bro, all you see is orange stuff just going everywhere.
Yep.
And the ground just shaking. I'm like, what the? Okay. Please don't let it hit this hole. Don't let it hit this hole. That's all I have to say. But they got the Patriot missile. That's what saved our life.
Yep, yep.
The Patriot missile locked on the way they were there. I guess somebody called it in, and that saved us. But, bro, that was the scariest time I was in Iraq because I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't shoot back.
Isn't that crazy? That is, like, the craziest shit, man. Like, when you're just – when you just literally have to take it and pray to God. Like, it's not the gunfight.
Yeah,
it's like, in a gunfight, I can shoot back. I might be able to maneuver. Yeah, I can do different things. But when you're just taking it, dude, that shit sucks.
Can't do nothing but pray. Bro, the whole ground was shaking like a doggone earthquake. I didn't know if the ground was going to collapse. I didn't know if something was going to hit the hole. So that was the scariest time ever.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't do nothing.
Yep.
But yeah, a lot of people don't believe I was in the Marines, man. It's crazy.
I'd believe it based on this conversation we just had.
Oh, yeah. You believe it now. I got.
No, I believe
it. Like, people see me because they see. No, no, I'm not saying it wasn't you believe me at first, but I'm saying, like, when people see me, they don't know. Bro, the Marines are just as wild as me. Like, just as wild. Like,
yeah.
I learned all this from the Marines.
Right.
We used to grab guns and go, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We didn't care about no earplugs, no eyes. I didn't. See, this would get me mad. Like, I understand safety. I really do. I truly, truly, truly do. But I didn't wear no earplugs in Iraq.
Right.
I didn't wear no eye gear in Iraq. Did you?
They didn't start that shit till 07. I remember when that shit started was in 07. They didn't start that shit till 07. And it was like, look, you got to put some shit over your face. That way you don't lose your eyesight. Motherfucker going blind.
Yeah, so
I get
like, it. I get it too, but I was like, hey, y'all talk about me. I learned this in the Marine Corps. Like, I learned all this. Bro, people look at me. They don't understand. I got post-traumatic stress. But
I have no doubt.
I got it in a different way. I got it in a different way. I went to war and they told me I caught a rush. And so now everything I do gets boring. I get bored fast. So I'm looking for that rush again. I'm chasing, I'm searching for a dragon.
Dude, that's real, man. That's real. And for me, the biggest thing is like knowing that, and it took me a while to realize it. Like when you're in that and you're doing that, like you feel like you're part of like this big, greater thing. And you get that rush that goes along with it. And you feel like you're part of that bigger and greater thing. And then when you get out and you're home, nothing you ever do in your life, I guarantee you, even everything you've done for the firearms community, man, still probably doesn't even feel remotely close like you have amounted to achieving what you did then.
Not at all, bro. Not even a little bit close.
Right. And we're always chasing that, man. Trying to get to that next point, man. Always.
Yep, that's exactly how it is. Just chasing the dragon. You're never going to get it, bro. You're never going to get there.
No.
And I didn't understand it at first, but it took me a while to be like, you know what? I think you're right.
Yeah.
I thought I was normal. But when I look back at my one out before I was in the Marines, I wasn't like this, you know?
Yeah, and you think about it, man. Like, the shit that you just, like, just think about that one situation in which you described with the IDF with shit blowing up all around you. Just think about that. Like, that shit is not normal. And, like, feeling that vulnerable. Nobody, like, very few people on this planet have ever felt that vulnerable.
I know.
It's not even about dying.
I know, just the feeling, bro. That's why I try to, when people try to tell me, oh, Black Rambo, this Black Rambo, that, I really laugh at all because I'm like, bro, I've been in shit. Front line in the, bro, when Bush declared war, I was 3 days before they declared war. I was at the borderline, bro. 3 days before they declared war, I was at the borderline with fighting holes and everything, tanks and everything. When Bush declared war, I pushed straight through. I was the first initial push, 2nd Tank Battalion, bro. They had an oil field on one side. They had a platoon on the other side. Our first mission was to protect the oil field. They blew the oil field up, because they blew it up. I'm talking about. You know how on TV, where you see those people walking by those flames in the air? Ain't no way you get that close. Bro, that stuff was like probably a half a mile away, and it felt like somebody had a light on side of my face, man.
Yeah.
That's how hot it was. I was like, what the hell?
That's
it was crazy, man.
Wild, dude.
First three months, I never took my clothes off because we was in mafia. Because they thought Saddam was going to gas us. So we had to wear rubber boots, rubber gloves, everything for 3 months, bro. Didn't even take my clothes off at all.
Just that's
used to
wild,
pull down and
bro.
Pull right back up. The first 3 days, I drove nonstop. No sleep, no nothing. As soon as we entered Iraq, 3 days straight. No sleep, no stopping.
And where were you guys straight heading foot. To? Were y'all heading over into Baghdad for that part? Or were you going?
I don't know. I know we went to the Tigris River route. So I really don't remember, but I know we went to Al-Nazariya.
Okay.
We went to the Tigris River. We went to Baghdad. So I don't remember the route, but I remember going over the Tigris River before we went to Baghdad. So It was crazy, bro.
That's wild, dude.
It was crazy. I remember being locked on side the road for a week because the tanks were shooting up some stuff, and we were just picking off the people coming outside, bro. It was so crazy, man. I'm talking about, I seen Marines shoot Marines. I seen people go crazy. I seen they had an army man threw a grenade in his tent. It was so much stuff going on. People was losing their mind out there, man.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I'm lying almost.
I know you're not.
Like, it's so long ago. But I feel like.
Oh, it feels like, yeah.
Like, it feels like no way you get all of that. You know what I mean?
So I had a day,
like,
man.
No way, bro.
I get it, dude. I had a day where I was stuck behind a rock. Not very far from this position. I was on a hillside. I'm like, you know when you're just stuck behind a rock and you're just like, well, there ain't really shit I can fucking do, but just kind of accept the fact that behind this rock, I'm a perfectly happy individual. I like my rock today. You know, like, thank you, God, for creating this rock. I love my rock. And then the next thing I hear over the radio is the JTAC being like, hey, bro, I need you to get small. I was like, how small? He's like, small. Like, find something fucking hard. And I'm like, I'm behind the only hard thing.
They're about to blow him up.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. JDAM fucking goes off. Boosh! Fucking, like, once everything fucking settles, man, and thank God they dropped that bomb, shakes the fuck out, like, fucks me up, right? As soon as the fucking smoke clears, there's this piece of metal from the fucking bomb, probably like the size of my torso, laying like right next, right, yes, still like smoking on fucking, like, just smoking hot metal. And I'm just like, I just look over at it, I'm like, like that. And you're like, that doesn't even seem real, man. Like, that shit doesn't even seem real.
I had a friend have a bullet stop right in the glass, bro. Like, you could see the bullet in the glass point dead at his face. It seemed unreal. A bullet, it shot so far away, it didn't penetrate all the way through the glass, and it just stayed right there, and he could see it.
And that's not even ballistic glass. That's just fucking, like, regular old glass. He's lucky, man. That shit lost a lot of velocity to do that, man.
Lucky. It was crazy. Then I remember we had a captain get NJP for cowardliness in the battlefield. You ever heard of that?
I haven't seen it, but I wish it had taken place several times.
Bro, this dude, we was, you know those tanks that make the bridges?
Yeah.
They're like, okay, one of those had broke. So I was the driver. I had to drive him over there to check on it. So it was me, him, a gunny, and another dude, and the people that was at the tank. So when we drove up to the tank, bro, I swear, like, right when we got out of the car, people just start shooting at us out of nowhere. So we all run to the tank. Everybody run to the tank, and we hide behind the tank, and I'm like, what the hell? Right. I'm mad as hell. Like, what the hell?
And sometimes that's not the best place to hide, because when those things crank off, dude, if you're, ooh.
Yeah. So, bro, the gunny been to war before. The gunny was ready. Bro, the captain said, don't shoot. Don't look either. Curiosity killed the cat. Bro, that's what he told us in war. No lie. The gunny looked at him and said, man, F that. Y'all better shoot. But it was two people shooting at us, man. Two people.
That's it.
Two people. But the gunny made us shoot back, you know. The captain was so scared, bro. He was like, don't look. Don't shoot. Don't, like, bro. We gotta do so. We're stuck behind this tank, and all we hear ding, 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 like,
Marine Corps, bitch.
Yeah. So Gunny, like, F that, y'all better shoot. Gunny just jumped out, dude. But Gunny was badass. I got to get a jump. Gunny jumped out, do 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 do. But I was so scared, dog. I was young. I put my gun on top of the little track. Do 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 do. I'm not even looking at it. Bro, that was crazy. It was a good time, though, man.
No, dude, like, some of the best, and it's wild, man. Have you ever looked into, like, studies on, like, why that is? Like, why that shit feels good, and why even, like, you and I talking about it? Like, even right now, us talking about it feels good? Have you looked into this before?
It feels real good. No, I'm going to have to look up some studies. Why does it? Tell me something.
Bro, I'm going to have to, dude, I got some stuff for you, man. Tell me something out, man.
Yeah.
So, like, what ends up happening?
I don't know why it feels good.
It does, though, right? So, like, what ends up happening is it, remember how we just talked about how, like, you never feel like you're going to get, like, you never get back there, right? Like, it's never going to go. And if you're talking to somebody like me, I get it. Like, we can bullshit. I can talk to you and we get it and we can bullshit back and forth, you know? But, like, the reason why we do shit like that and why we talk about that kind of stuff and it makes us fucking feel better inside and like, we feel alive and is that is exactly why we still talk about it the way we talk about it, is because it releases those endorphins and it takes you back to that moment and it brings you back to that feeling alive spot to where, like, you've never felt like that before. And, like,
and I could believe that because all my juice is running in my body right now, and I'm pacing around in a circle in the bathroom while I'm talking to you.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I got something for you offline. I'm not going to put it on this podcast, but I got something for you offline, man. I need you to hit me up because I got something for you that you're actually going to enjoy. I will, dude.
Get my number from Carl. We're real cool.
I got something for you, man. You're gonna like it. You're gonna like it. And it's gonna
sounds good. I like to be on your be on your podcast one day too.
Oh yeah, bro. You're more than welcome to come out. Hey, where you at anyways?
I'm in Louisiana, man.
Oh, okay. All right.
Down in the bayou, Homer.
Ooh. All right. Well, I'm in Texas right now.
You ever talk to swamp people?
Huh?
I'm gonna be in Texas this weekend.
Which weekend? Next weekend?
I'm coming out there tomorrow. No, this weekend. I'm coming out there tomorrow, Houston.
You're coming out. You're gonna go hang out with Carl.
Carl. Uh-huh.
All right.
You ever saw swamp people?
Say what?
You ever saw swamp people? The TV show?
Yeah. I've seen swamp people.
Yeah, that's where I'm from, down there.
Okay.
And I'm on the show. I'm on the show too.
What?
This season. Yeah, more swamp people this season.
All right, I guess. Okay, now we're really gonna talk, and like I'm gonna have you like we're gonna do some shit because I've also got a reality TV show that's coming out, so we're gonna have to BS about some stuff, man. Because I need some advice.
Oh,
like,
let's do it.
I need some offline advice, bro. And I'm gonna get you around some like-minded people,
you,
so you can get out. Like it,
hey,
it,
let's do
it matters,
let's
man.
Do it, bro.
That helps, bro.
Hey, I'm an easygoing guy. Anything I have to do to help, man, I'm ready to help.
Oh no, it's for us.
I'm cool as hell.
I mean, what like honestly, like just your advice on it like helps me out. You know what I mean? But then this other thing, mm-hmm. like it's just good for the soul, man. We're gonna have some soul.
Well, let's
food.
Do it. I don't mind.
I got some soul food.
Well, let's do it, bro. Sounds great.
Hell yeah, bro.
So I'm glad we got this call in.
I am too, man. I did not expect this. When I was like, hey, Carl, you want to do a podcast? He's like, but yeah, hell no, dude. I'm happy, man. And this is why I like doing this. Because
yeah,
you get to meet
too,
different
bro.
People, bro. You know.
Yeah. I was laying in the bed watching Taken 2.
Oh, that's a good movie.
That's a real good movie, boy.
Oh, dude.
That's a hell of a good movie.
My sister describes me as that dude sometimes. She's like, I'm a guy with a particular set of skills and, you know, whatever he says, Liam Neeson.
I can believe that. It sounds like it.
Yeah, that dude, man.
I can believe that a little bit.
That dude makes
I'm
me
I'm Rambo.
Laugh,
so,
I
know,
right?
You could be him. I'm Rambo, so we all got to be one of them. We
Liam.
All got to be like one of them, you know what I mean?
No, f*** that. I'm going to be me.
Somebody got to be like John Wick. Somebody got to be like, you know, every one of them.
Fucking John Wick, bro. God, man. Dude, you got to give it to Keanu, though, man. Like, he put himself through some to be able to do that. Like, he put in some hard work for that role, man. He put in some hard-ass work for that role.
Oh, yeah. That's a hell of a movie.
Yep.
It's a little bit extra, but it's a hell of a movie.
Yeah. As long as people understand that it's a movie.
that's a movie. You ain't going to be doing all that in real life.
Like, in reality, while he's spinning around doing that crazy shit, his reloads, like, some dude would just walk up behind him and hit him with a baseball bat. Like, done.
just push him on the ground or something. That's how easy.
Take him, start torturing him and shit. Yeah. That. Nope,
yeah,
I'm good.
Real life.
All right, bro.
Hey, he don't fuck with a man's dog. Fuck with a man's dog. He's going to bring the wrath of God down on your ass.
And Carl from left field, ladies and gentlemen, he's back. Oh,
hey,
all right.
Bro, well, look, I'm going to let y'all finish, man. It was good talking to you. Get my number from Carl, man.
Will do, bro. I got you, man.
All right. Appreciate the call, Carl.
Yeah, man.
See ya, bro.
All right. Y'all take it easy.
Later, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, ladies and gentlemen. What a rabbit hole. I mean, you're just finishing up episode 2 if you've been following on this one, man. Not only did we get Tactical Carl, we got Black Rambo in. And who would have guessed the shit that either of those guys have been through? Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for stopping in on Speak the Truth Podcast. My name is Matt Tardio. If you want to find him, Tactical Carl, you can Google Tactical Carl. You can check him out. He's on Instagram. He does firearms training, everything down in the Houston area, and he's an active sheriff's deputy. You can go check out Black Rambo. That dude just does some crazy shit. And now confirmed, dude's a combat vet and a bro. I'm out. That was wild. I love it. Next time.